What was thrown out on you? Did someone throw something out that was very important, very special to you? Could have been mum, could have been dad. Like, I know in our family, dad is a serial thrower-outerer.
Your dad.
An anti-hoarder.
An anti-hoarder.
Dad just, and he doesn't say anything. He just throws it and moves on.
Is it like, oh, it's spring cleaning time, dad's on a warpath? Or is it like, oh, nah, he's just thrown it away?
It's like he's just thrown it away.
Okay.
So I told, this isn't what the story I'm going to tell now, but I've told you guys before how, because I rode for Australia, or Cox for Australia, dad threw out my Australian rowing zoot suit. Which is your uniform, your outfit that you wear.
Yeah. To represent your country, his darling son, only son.
Yep.
Best athlete of the children, I would argue.
Absolutely.
And he threw away the biggest piece of memorabilia.
My sisters are useless.
No offense. Good morning, Abby. Good morning, Laura.
My only bit of memorabilia from that. He's thrown it away. See you later. Gone. And he did it again. So we went to their place over the holidays, obviously at Christmas time. And as we get there, mum and dad were arguing because dad threw away something that was very precious to mother and very precious to the family.
Well, see, I get it with a kid because you're out of the house and he's going, he's forgotten about this. It's not like he packed it and took it to Newcastle.
Yeah.
How much can he care?
Yeah.
But your mum lives in the same house as your dad.
Yeah.
And is intentionally keeping it in the house that she lives in.
Yeah. Okay, you know curbside collections?
Bring
out your dead.
Rubbish.
Yeah. So you put all your rubbish on the curb, whatever, and then they come and the council take it, whatever. It was one of those weeks in their street. So they put a bunch of stuff out and dad tactically, he waited until more stuff was out there so he could sort of blend it in with the pile. And then he put out their Dyson. He put out the Dyson.
Excuse me?
Fully functional Dyson.
Okay, so here's where it gets grey. Because mum swears the Dyson still works. And dad's like, no, sweetie, the Dyson was on the way out. It didn't work.
On the way out.
It was scraping the floors. Like, and mum's like, we could have got parts fixed
for it. I was going to say, the investment of a Dyson.
Yeah.
Is worth the upkeep of the Dyson when it starts maybe getting a little bit older.
Yeah.
You can get parts for a Dyson.
Oh, yeah.
There are Dyson, like, warehouses that you can go get them fixed. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a warranty on a Dyson.
And you can get the batteries improved and all that stuff. And they're bloody expensive Dysons.
Absolutely.
So anyway, dad has taken that without mum knowing, chucked it on the curb. Mum has seen it within maybe 10 minutes, like, sitting out there. And she's like, Chris, what are you doing with the Dyson? She has...
What an impression.
That's mum.
I've spoken to your mum, I mean.
Dude. Hi, Jess. It's Kate. Chris, the Dyson! The Dyson!
Anyway, she has run out. I swear, you can't write this stuff. As she's come out, a car has come by, picked up the Dyson, put it in their car. Because, you know, people go around looking at curbside collections and take stuff. Put the Dyson in the car and mum has come running out trying to stop the car to get the Dyson and didn't get it in time and lost her Dyson. And she was furious.
My God, they got it. They got it away. They would have 100% seen her coming, being like, oh God, quick, floor,
go. We got a free Dyson. What idiots.
100%.
Did she just jump in a cab and go, fall on that car?
Chris, get the car.
And that probably happened a couple of weeks before we were there, and then we got there and they were still talking about it and they were arguing. It was so funny seeing them. I was pissing myself in the kitchen while they were talking about it. Dad's like, it was, and she's like, no, it wasn't. How could you throw out the Dyson? And they were just arguing and arguing.
So this was just before Christmas.
Yep.
Tell me your dad had a new Dyson under the tree.
I know
it's a faux pas to buy women cleaning products, but when you've thrown out one Dyson, you better be replacing that Dyson with another Dyson.
Oh, he didn't. He missed the mark.
That is, Chris.
Yeah.
What are the other ones?
You get the Kmart ones for like a bit cheaper.
The Dyson knockoffs.
The Dyson knockoffs.
Well, as far as things getting thrown out, I remember when I moved out when I was 21, I moved into state. And the day that I drove to South Australia, a mate of mine's dad died. So 3 days later, I came back to Melbourne to stay in my own room that I'd grown up in. 3 days later, it was empty. My mum had thrown out everything.
She's gone.
She'd saved like a very small, probably like A4 size box of things that she thought was significant. She didn't confer with me on any of it, including like an 8-ball key ring. I'm like, what? How is that significant?
She's
like,
I don't know.
I thought you might ask the A-ball something.
And that's the thing, when they don't ask and stuff and it's all gone.
If they've given you a couple of opportunities and you've ignored them, okay then, put it in curbside.
Yeah.
But to not even ask, that's brutal. That is brutal.
Brutal, right?
To not check the Dyson.
Oh, God.
He knew.
And he's like me. He's not a handyman. So he's like, I was on the way out. I was like, how would you know? How would you know the Dyson was on the way out? So 13 10 60, the Call of Fame prize up for grabs. What was thrown out on you?
Mm.
Do you have a serial throw-ratterer in the family?
Yes, the anti-clutterer.
Yes. Mm. Give us a call. We'll do it next. Sarah's in Curry on 13 10 60. Sarah, what was thrown out on you?
My husband, when we brought our first house and we were renting, he decided to chuck everything that we owned out just so we didn't have to move it. And start fresh. Like, literally everything.
But you need to rebuy everything? Like, what's the long-term strategy here?
He thought it would be easier to rebuy everything so we didn't have to get a moving truck and all that to move the stuff. So, I mean, furniture, clothes, kitchen stuff,
clothes.
Like everything.
I feel it. Moving is a nightmare.
Sarah.
You know, the lazy man.
Do you even know this man? Like, you said he's your husband, but I feel like that should have been a conversation.
They just walk naked into their new house. Oh, it's a blank canvas.
I was at work when he did it, so I didn't have a choice. So
They're always away when the serial pirater is playing.
Wow. Yeah. That needs to be like one of the first date questions. If this relationship continues, how do you feel about, you know, clutter and keeping things? Because I need to know up front if you're going to chuck all my stuff out.
You need one of each in a relationship, though.
Yeah, you do.
You can't have two hoarders or two declutterers.
That seems very extreme, though. Yes, it does. Throws out all your stuff.
Johnny's in Newcastle East. Johnny, what was thrown out on you?
Oh, my goodness. This is a terrible story. We're going back to 1962 or 63, which is pre-decimal currency, and I had the first 10 or 20 Spider-Man comics in a row that I ordered by postal note from the United States. They are worth millions of dollars.
They would be.
Oh, my God, yeah.
My mother threw them out when I was 17 in a garage sale, and I've never forgiven her, even though she's passed away.
To the grave,
Mum!
And the stories like this, I was so concerned not to get Vegemite or honey on them when I was reading them. They were in pristine condition, and Spider-Man 1 is worth $2 to $3 million American dollars in pristine condition.
I'm worried though, Johnny. Did you do a eulogy and you're just like, all right, I've got to get this off my chest?
I had to get it off my chest. So when I heard this, I thought, my God, I can tell my story to somebody. My mother can go to confession and it's heaven and say, I'm sorry, Johnny, I'm sorry.
She's looking down on little Johnny today.
Oh,
I
didn't mean it, Johnny.
Oh, that it's like Pokemon cards now. Like, I threw all mine out.
Yeah.
Well, we did when we were young. They're worth so much now.
So much.
But how do you know?
In a garage sale as well.
I know.
Like, no one bought them. In the bin they go.
Yeah.
Little 17-year-old Johnny.
Oh, no.
I wonder if Pog's worth anything now.
You still have your Pog collection?
We found a Pog.
Bernie hasn't thrown all those out.
Oh, I don't have any Pog. Georgette has some Pog.
Does she? Big Pog.
All right, we'll get a Pog valuer on tomorrow. get you an answer.
And Paul's in Raymond Terrace. Paul, what was thrown out on you, mate?
Good morning, team, and welcome to 2022.
Happy New Year, mate. Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Guys, I'm devastated. I'm really devastated. I carried my son's pride and joy, his foreskin. I travelled from Queensland to New South Wales to Vietnam to only have his foreskin eaten by vermin.
Oh my God.
To bring it back to Australia only for it to be discarded.
Whoa.
After 22 years.
Paul.
What a twist and turn.
All right. We each get one question,
okay,
right?
Paul,
my question is, when you say your son's pride and joy, like, did he task you with that to carry this foreskin around the world to bring it back to him sort of thing?
Well, not so in so many words. I just figured that being the one that had the snip done when he was a couple of months old, that I should rightfully keep it in case he wanted it back when he got to manhood.
Oh,
okay. All black and shriveled?
Well, it was, and it was eaten by vermin in Vietnam.
Well, here's my question. So if it was eaten by vermin, but then also back to Australia,
it's nibbled
how eaten
by
was
vermin.
It, and why did you take a half-eaten bit back?
It's still good, son.
It's
because it was in a jar with all of my bits as well.
Oh, Paul.
Okay, sorry, can I have another question, please?
Yeah.
Paul,
no.
What bits of yours?
Yeah.
Well, I had my very first beard.
Did you say beard?
I had my first hair that I grew on my beard.
Your son's foreskin, your beard.
So you're 14,
umbilical cord,
your facial hair's coming in, you hit puberty, you shaved it off and put it in a jar.
My dog's first tooth. and also my appendix stitches. There was many, many things in there, but the pride and joy was the son's foreskin for 22 years in that jar, only for it to be discarded.
Wait, but the vermin got into the jar. What, they unscrew the lid? What the hell, rats?
No, they were like little mice.
Little
Vietnamese mites.
Little Vietnamese mites that can open jars.
I honestly love foreskin.
Did they eat the beard or the other stuff in there, or just
they all stayed intact. They were just obviously ravenous for foreskin.
Okay, well, can we all have a moment to remember Paul's son's foreskin?
PJ. My son PJ's foreskin.
PJ. Is that Paul Jr.?
It is Paul Jr. And it fits in very well with your 3 centimetres off story this morning.
Oh, yes. We're talking about losing size due to COVID.
Due to the beard. Sorry, we're having a moment.
We're having a moment.
Is the emergency tab going to come on?
This is a pre-COVID shrinkage.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's all have a moment for PJ's foreskin. As long as it's
less than 10 seconds.
Oh, less than 10 seconds.
Here we go.
Sure. God bless you guys.
Moment of silence.
It's moment of silence.
Here we go. We'll go again. That felt good.
Okay.
That felt good.
Okay. I think we've honoured it.
I think we have honoured it. I'm sorry, Paul, that your son's pride and joy ended the way of, mouse droppings.
I feel like this has been a therapeutic session for your family.